the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue, tell us please about something I've never heard of before today. The Nothing Phone.
And it is a funny name, but a catchy one, Matt. Nothing is a really interesting company founded by a guy called Carl Pei, who's a Swedish entrepreneur, and he used to be the director of OnePlus Global. In fact, he co-founded OnePlus, left OnePlus back in 2020 and started a new company called Nothing. And Nothing really has positioned itself as kind of the antithesis of design conformity. And they make hardware, phones, but also audio gear and watches and other tech. But their transparent hardware and very sleek software kind of reflect this kind of new philosophy of kind of minimalism and kind of a cultural freshness. And it really is kind of designed in a market that's really saturated. And let's be honest, Matt, most phones these days, they're brilliant. Whether you spend €300 or you spend €3,000, as you can do, very few phones are fun. But Nothing has kind of put the fun back into phones. They've announced the Phone 3 for €800, and it's very impressive.
What's so impressive about it?
Well, so it has, I suppose, their kind of signature transparent design, lot of new hardware upgrades, and some clever kind of LED tech built in. It's a good size. It's got an AMOLED display, 6.7-inch size screen, which is good. It's 120 hertz adaptive refresh. What that means is scrolling is very smooth, very easy, and if you're playing a game, I should note, I think there's 4,500 nits of brightness, which means that if you're looking at the phone in sunlight, it's really, really effective. But there's all sorts of funny stuff, Matt. This kind of what they call the glyph matrix grid on the back of the phone for custom notifications, but also games and a selfie light. There's a red recording light. There's battery stats, all sorts of things like this. And the pedometer has a little stick man that kind of represents your steps. Comes with their operating system is called the Nothing OS. Version 3.5. Android 15 ships with it, and 5 years of OS upgrades. So at €800, they are just getting in to that kind of flagship price. It does not have the best camera on the market. It is not the fastest phone on the market, but it does have Gorilla Glass. It has dual SIM. It'll take eSIM. It has IP68 rating. And for the money and the fun, I think it's fantastic.
And are the headphones to pair it with?
There are, and Nothing make headphones, and for the first time, they've introduced their over-ear headphones, which are not cheap. I think they're just under €300. But they've got active noise cancellation and high-res audio, and they're really, really good. Really good sound. Bluetooth headphones, and you have touch controls built into the headphones. But a remarkable, if you don't turn on the noise cancellation feature, and if you're on a plane or you're on a train or commuting, you will. You'll want that on. But if you're listening at home or in the garden or doing something, you can get up to 95-hour battery life. And that's exceptional. And, of course, they have the corporate transparent design, and there's an equalizer via the Nothing X app. So they sound a little bit between kind of Bose and Beats for me. They're very bold sounding, but very kind of, they're more than fashion forward. They're just very cool. And I think Nothing is a company that we should keep an eye on.
Okay, tell us about a trend for new open ear and bone conduction designs when it comes to earphones and headphones.
Well, there is this kind of, they are gaining traction. They used to be used by runners or cyclists, and for good reason. And essentially, the idea is that this bone conduction means they allow you, when you wear them, to kind of stay tuned into your environment. So whether that's for safety, being aware of what's around you, but it makes them really good for urban travel, summer outings, safe workouts. If you're in the gym, you can use them, but you can also hear someone chatting to you, or you can hear a class going on. And so they kind of fit really well into kind of a lifestyle and wellness type of use. And The most interesting ones that I've come across recently are the Openrock S2 earbuds. And they're really well priced, 70-something euros or so. And they have this open ear hook design. And they're light, so weigh about 7 grams each. And they have LDAC and high-res support. So that's high-quality audio. And for the money, that's really good, with bass direct drivers. And so they work really well. They're IPX5 rated, which means, okay, you can't put them in water or swim with them, but for sweat and for rain, they're good, and they have a remote camera control built in. So for the money, I have to say that the Openrock S2 work really well.
And what other recommendations did you have on the market at present?
Well, Sony kind of introduced a headphone that's kind of a bit between the two, standard earbuds and also kind of this kind of open idea. And they have the Link Buds. They're small, but they are kind of shaped like a donut. They have this little hole in the middle. And so the driver design, the way that's designed, is it leaves your ear canal open. They're very light, about 4 grams, and you can barely see them. The problem that I have with them is that if you don't size them perfectly, you know, change that little rubber adapter, you will lose one or they'll keep falling out. But they have adaptive volume control, and the sound adjusts based on your surroundings, which is very clever. About 5 hours battery on one run, you'll get 12 with the case.
How difficult is it to do the adjustment to stop them from falling out?
Well, it's very easy, and they ship. You get three sets of sizes, and you know, I think most of us have discovered that our ears are slightly different sizes. So what I do is I change one of them. I think my left ear, I change to a medium. I leave small on the right. It's a 30-second job, Matt, but they work really well. Again, ideal for cyclists or office workers. If you want to, you know, if you're working on the computer, but you want to be able to hear the phone ring or someone talking to you, they work well.
And you've got a very expensive pair from Bose.
Bose are kind of the Marmite of headphones in a sense, because they're divisive. Some people say they're too clinical. Other people love that punchy but crisp punchiness of them. And for about 350 euros list price, you'll get them cheaper. But the Quiet Comfort 45s, the version 2, are really impressive if you like the Bose sound. 24, you'll get a full day of battery life. And they have fast charging. So if you're jumping on the train or something, 15 minutes, plug them in for 15 minutes and you'll get 3 hours of listening. However, exceptional noise cancellation. They have quiet and aware, so they allow some sound to pass through. But you know, if you're a frequent flyer, remote worker, anyone, you know, who needs premium noise cancellation for planes or trains, and you also like that punchy Bose sound, they're a nice choice for the summer.
Thank you very much for being with us, Andy O'Donoghue.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.